and welcome to Procyon Radio and Television. It is a special program for the International Down Syndrome Day on Procyon Radio and Television. I am Grace Daniel. Down syndrome is a genetic disorder caused when abnormal cell division results in genetic material from chromosome 21. Down syndrome occurs when a person has a full or partial extra copy of chromosome 21. Down syndrome is not a common case, not everybody knows about it. And then some people might ask, what is the cause of this ailment? According to Discovery, it doesn't really have a cause. There's no particular cause for this ailment, or there's no particular cause for this sickness. But according to research, it states that maternal age is the only factor that has been linked to an increased chance of having a baby with Down syndrome. When a mother or when a woman gives birth in her late 30s or early 40s, there's a very slim chance of giving birth to a child with Down syndrome. And also, according to research, one out of 250 women can have a chance of giving birth to a child with Down syndrome. We're going to look at the theme for this year. The theme for this year's Down Syndrome Day is We Decide. When this ailment was discovered and who discovered it. As we all know, there's always a time that something was discovered and there must be a hero who has discovered that ailment. The person who discovered Down syndrome, his name is John Langdon Down. Yes, it's called John Langdon Down. It was discovered in the 19th century and he is an English physician. Before Mr. Down came into the picture, people wanted to talk about the sickness, but they did not have the expertise to talk about it, or they did not have the knowledge to talk about it. They knew the characteristics, but they did not know how to particularly identify what it looked like. The only way they could do this was to put it into art or literature. Maybe whenever they want to write a book, they will just say, okay, this person has Down syndrome. When John Langdon Down came, he wrote a book. He gave a scholarly work which was published in 1866. And in this work, there were characteristics or there were symptoms that you would see in a person with Down syndrome. And some of these symptoms were low muscle tone. Yeah, a low muscle tone, a small stature, an upward slant to the eyes, and a single deep crease. Whenever a person is sick, the sickness or the symptoms varies from person to person because of the way people are built or because of the way people were created. If there's a stunted growth in your child, or maybe you are seeing some kind of unusual growth in a child, it is very important to go to the hospital to confirm. Quickly, we are going to look at why this day is celebrated on the 21st of March every year. The 21 March is gotten from the chromosome 21. And now there is a particular type of Down syndrome that is called trisomy. We know trisomy is 3. Now that 3 is also the third month of the year. Now that is where we got March 21st. The 21st represents the chromosome which actually duplicates, and the 3 is a type of the ailment or the type of Down syndrome which is trisomy, and then can also be called as 3, which is also the third month of the year. It was recognized by the United Nations in 2012. Now we are going to look at how to observe the World Down Syndrome Day. It says here that check if your local schools offer any volunteer opportunities to integrated learning. Now we know that some of these people are now seen as outcasts, and it's a form of stigmatization, and which shouldn't be. Everybody should be loved equally. It won't be nice to have a child that maybe is affected by Down syndrome and you can't take the child out because people are going to stigmatize the child or people are not going to love the child equally. So because of this, it says to observe this day, it is good to let these people feel love. You can volunteer to help these people. You can create schools for them. You can create a skill acquisition for these people. These people are also humans. They should also feel love. They could be very big people in the society. You are watching us on Procyon Art TV. Please like, subscribe, and share to your friends. I remain your host, Grace Daniel. Have a great day and keep shining like the star you are.